Many people believe that success is simply the reward for having a great product or service. They assume that if they build something better, higher quality, more features, more value, customers will naturally show up. It's the classic, build a better mousetrap, and the world will beat a path to your door mindset. But real markets rarely work that way. In business, having a good product is important, but it is not a recipe for success. The real driver of growth is product-market fit, the alignment between what you offer and what a specific group of people truly wants, needs, and is willing to pay for. Product-market fit means having the right product, reaching the right audience at the right price, through the right channels, with the right messaging. It is the difference between something that is good and something that is in demand. A product can be brilliant and still fail if it's aimed at the wrong buyer, positioned incorrectly, or priced in a way that doesn't match perceived value. Business success is not just about building better, it's about building what people will actually adopt. The first part of product market fit is solving a real problem for a real group of people. Many entrepreneurs build based on what they think is interesting, what they personally want, or what sounds impressive. But the market only rewards what matters to the customer. Customers pay for outcomes: saved time, reduced pain, increased status, convenience, security, or enjoyment. If the offer does not clearly deliver one of these outcomes in a meaningful way, even high quality won't create traction. People don't buy better in abstract, they buy what feels relevant to their life. The second element is targeting the right audience. A product that is perfect for one group may be irrelevant to another. For example, a premium, high-touch service might thrive with busy professionals but fail with budget-conscious consumers. A technically advanced tool might be valuable to experts but too complex for beginners. When a business tries to sell to everyone, it often ends up resonating with no one. Product market fit requires specificity, identifying who the product is for, what they care about most, and how they make purchasing decisions. Pricing is also central to product market fit. The right price is not the cheapest price. It's the price that matches the customer's perceived value and purchasing power. A product priced too high may seem risky or unjustified. A product priced too low may actually create distrust or attract buyers who don't stick around. Strong businesses understand that pricing is part of positioning. It communicates identity, quality, and who the offer is meant for. Promotion and distribution channels are another major factor. Even the best product cannot sell itself if nobody knows it exists. The market is crowded and attention is expensive. Product market fit includes choosing the right channels: social media, search engines, referrals, partnerships, email, events, marketplaces, based on where the target customer already spends time. Great products fail every day because they rely on hope instead of strategy. They assume visibility will happen automatically, rather than designing a reliable path to reach buyers,